It is Thursday, and we're busy saving democracy right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am your host, Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Got a great co-host with me this afternoon. His name is Nick Ramos. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We are privileged to be joined by two friends and allies in our fight to save democracy for everybody and to root out corruption wherever it may be. We have Kedrick Payne, vice president of the Campaign Legal Center, as well as his counsel, Elizabeth Schimmick, also of the Campaign Legal Center. Elizabeth was describing a couple of reforms to try to target dark money. So while the Supreme Court has said that money is speech, what they did see very clearly is that we, the citizenry, have a right to know who's doing all that speaking with their dollars, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And so transparency laws. Now, my preference would be to ban entities from spending any money. We can't do that.
Be nice.
But at least we can start with the transparency. We also talked about public funding of campaigns. That works really well in some states. It works extremely well in Britain, in the United Kingdom. We talked about limiting the window where money can be spent on advertising related to campaigns. In other words, shortening campaigns. Do I hear you all screaming yes at your radio? We could all do with a little bit less of that.
Less mailers,
yes.
Less texts, less calls.
Less door knocking,
less door knocking.
But one of the things that concerns or should concern all of us when we're talking about the dark money problem that already exists in this country is doubling down on dark money in politics through cryptocurrency. Now, next week, Thursday, our entire show is going to be all about crypto, so mark your calendars, don't miss that. But Kedrick Payne, explain. Congress just had a hearing 2 weeks ago about crypto. We'll get into the direct corruption in a second, but doesn't crypto pose an even nastier, it's sort of doubling down on dark money because it's not transparent.
That's right. Crypto has so many possible problems with it when it comes to government. You have the one level with where the money that goes to these crypto companies is basically being converted into using to gaining political power. So these crypto companies and the executives are spending so much money to elect officials who will support their industry right at the same time when it is being regulated or deregulated by the government. And you see them doing this not only in the executive branch with buying favor with the new administration, but also with Congress. So it's just a situation where you don't know where this money is coming from, but you see how it's being used and used to promote the industry.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to discuss, is this a security or is it subject to regulation at all? Like, don't forget, they tried to sneak into the big brutal bill, a 10-year moratorium on states regulating crypto. MTG didn't even know about that part before she voted for it. I digress. Kedrick, I want to ask a follow-up question because crypto, I can see it as a force for good in certain circumstances, access to financial markets, those kinds of things. But I am so deeply concerned about the idea that, you know, if a president wanted to issue a meme coin, people could, you know, and maybe a governor does or a mayor or Nick over here when he decides to run for office, heaven please, that someone, a foreign government or a bad actor or a member of ISIS or what, pick your villain, could try to literally buy an elected official literally by buying their meme coin. Am I imagining this?
No, you're not imagining it. And the most shocking thing is that there was a recent poll that showed that a large majority of people in the U.S. don't really even care about the fact that the president is using this meme coin to, it looks like, just gain his own personal wealth. And it may be because people don't even understand what it is, because first you have to explain what's a meme coin. Then you have to try to explain what's crypto. And we see in the meantime, while people in the general public are trying to figure out what it is, the industry itself is very sophisticated and is able to buy this political power, influence in ways that could have consequences for years to come.
Yeah, that is so scary to me. Again, we've got a crypto expert joining us next Thursday. We're then going to talk to a crypto ethics expert for the second half of that program. And I just want to say this. a meme coin is supposed to be a toy. Okay, so let's just call it Monopoly money. It's supposed to just be kind of dumb. Just this silly thing, and you buy it because you think it's cool. Okay, so yeah, we're going to call it, like, I don't know, Pokemon Go. Pick your toy, right? But imagine that toy is owned by the president, and we can never know who's paying him for the Pokemon Go or the Monopoly money or how much they're giving him. That's the problem. I mean, we can talk about the emoluments clause all you want, but that doesn't make a hill of beans difference if this meme coin that Trump put out before he was elected, oh, and one for his wife too, and then he sold dinner with him through the meme coin. Since when did all of America go, you know what? Purchasing access to elected officials is completely fine. That'll root out the corruption right quick. So, Kedrick, we've got just a little bit, about a minute left. I want to ask you this. If there was one thing, and it doesn't have to be about crypto, but if there was one corruption problem that you would suggest voters talk to their elected officials about, what would it be?
It has to be the congressional stock trading problem, because that's something that your official can commit to with you, with the constituents. They can say, with or without the law, I'm not going to trade stock in individual companies. And we see how big the problem is, which is in the past few weeks when the tariff announcements made the market so volatile, the amount of trading was enormous and it needs to stop by members of Congress.
Kedrick, will you come back and join me, Elizabeth, as well, and we will dig into more of this corruption, because I really appreciate your expertise that you bring to the program. That was Kedrick Payne of the Campaign Campaign Legal Center and Elizabeth Shimek. You're going to want to stay tuned, folks. Nick stays with me. We've got a panel of experts, including Professor Michael Wagner and Christy McGivalry, of Voters Not Politicians, because that's what it's all about. We're reclaiming democracy here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic